think most people are here now. So I hope you had enough to eat for lunch. Maybe too much, like me. So I find this first meditation after lunch, people tend to get quite tired because the sleep deprivation that most of us suffer from has caught up to us by now. And also, if we've eaten a lot for lunch, we tend to be a bit heavy. So I'm going to talk about walking meditation because it's a great thing to do after you've eaten, because it stimulates your digestion and it raises your energy levels. And it's very hard to fall asleep when you're walking. And it's a very common practice in the meditation tradition that I was trained in from northeast Thailand. So some of the monks there, this is actually their main practice. So what they do most of the day is actually walking backwards and forwards on their walking path in the forest for sometimes 5-6 hours, you know, maybe 10 hours a day, just backwards and forwards. And it's very powerful exercise, because what it forces you to do is to really hone in your focus, because you're just paying attention, first of all, to the present moment and then to the sensation of each footstep on the ground. And if you can just stay with that, it actually brings the mind to a very powerful coalescence. You can actually take that mind into your sitting meditation, any other meditation you do, and you'll find that the strength of mind that you get from walking is quite remarkable. So if you do it for a while, you know what I mean. So it's actually much easier to transition from sitting to walking, sorry, from walking to sitting than vice versa. Because sitting down, you know, there's not much activity and you've got to really put a lot more effort into getting focus on something like the breath or an emotion like loving kindness. Whereas walking, you've got something fairly concrete to focus on. So the sensations of your footsteps, and also you've got to be aware of what's going on around you, just so your peripheral attention is actually active, as well as you're paying attention to the sensations of your foot on the ground. So what normally happens is that I think if I open up one of these and I can give you an idea of the length, if anyone hasn't come in. Whoops. So if you can see, they're about 20 paces long. And so you start out at one end and you just sort of compose yourself to start with. And I don't know if you can see me from here, but just bring to mind the distance that you're going to be walking. And so turn your gaze about 2 meters in front of yourself. Have a fairly upright posture. And you can rest your hands in front or behind, just, you know, wherever is comfortable. It doesn't really matter. And then you just walk at your natural pace. So don't force it. Don't go slow or fast. And then when you come towards the end, just slow down, stop. And this is where most people lose it. You tend to get, you know, drifted off. And this is what happens with your breathing meditation as well. You find in between the in and the out breath, the pause in between is where you lose your concentration. So when you turn around, just be really careful not to lose it, and then compose yourself again, and then start. So you're just being aware of each step, rise and fall, stopping, gather yourself, turn around. So it's pretty simple. And that's the whole beauty of meditation, is there's not a lot going on. It's very simple. So you can't get easily caught up in distractions unless you really start ruminating or thinking about past and future. So bring the same attitude that you do when you're sitting to your walking. So come into the present moment, let go of past and future. Just tell yourself, okay, for this period of time, I'm going to focus in the present moment, and just be fully aware of what's happening now in your body, in your foot, in your footsteps. Nothing else is going to fill your attention. So just try that out, and you'll find that you get a lot of energy from this. It'll really boost your energy levels, and you'll feel a lot more, I guess, sort of connected with your body, if that makes sense. So it's kind of, it's a little bit like yoga in a sense, and Christiane will talk about this when she's teaching her class at 4 o'clock. So I really encourage you to try this out. Use the paths here. It's nice, actually. They're quite cool inside because it's warm outside. And yeah, give it a go. Try it out. Danya's also asked me to do a guided meditation with you. So in the beginning, you find that it's hard to stay in a meditative frame of mind for, say, longer than 5, 10, 15 minutes if you don't have some instructions. Because you go into this habitual state where you're wondering about, you know, what you did yesterday or an argument that you might have had with your partner or with your parents, and you get lost very easily. So what I'll do is I'll guide you through the body scan, which Danya did one earlier on. So it's going to be similar to that. So get yourselves into a comfortable posture and have your... I mean, if you're lying on the ground, that's fine. But if you're sitting, just try and make sure that your back is really relatively straight, because if you're slumped forward, you tend to find that your mind kind of slumps as well and you get drowsy. But you want to be in a relaxed frame of mind as well. So just feel like your body is really loose, very comfortable. And you can close your eyes. The advantage of closing your eyes is you're removing one more distraction from sight. So you find that it's much more easy to become aware of the present moment and what's going on inside if your eyes are closed. And just take some time to just acknowledge where you are right now, how you're feeling internally in your body, in your mind. So you're not judging, not criticizing, just acknowledging and being aware of how you feel. Just take some time to basically get to know yourself at a deeper level. So you're not going outwards into the world, thinking and planning and doing, you're turning your mind inside and just evaluating how you are right now, how you feel, if you're tired or if you're energetic, if you're excited, if you're dull. Just be aware of that. Take some conscious, deep breaths in and out. So fill up your lungs completely, breathing in. If you can expand to fill up your abdomen as well, that's good. And then just relax, breathe fully out, release all the air from your abdomen, from your lungs, and then breathe in again. And breathe out. You'll find when you breathe out, your relaxation response gets engaged. It's called the parasympathetic nervous system. It actually switches on when you breathe out. So when you're breathing out, just you can tell yourself, relax. And breathing in, you can sort of feel as though you're bringing in beautiful, clean air into your lungs, into your body, energizing yourself. And then when you're breathing out, it's like you're expelling all the toxins and negativity from your body and your mind, just letting go completely. So really get in touch with that relaxation response when you breathe out. Just feel everything becoming softer, relaxed, loose. But when I say relaxed, it doesn't mean like a dull state of relaxation. It's more like a clear state. So you have energy, but it's not a restless energy. It's the energy that comes from having a clear mind. Now turn your attention to your feet. If you're sitting down, your feet are on the floor, just feel the contact of your toes and your balls of your feet, sides of your feet, your heels on the ground. And if you're lying down, you can just feel the contact where your feet are touching the floor. Could be in the heels. And just notice that point of contact. being aware of the sensation of touch and notice if the ground feels cool under your feet or what's happening with your toes. And then just gradually glide your attention up to the top of your foot, coming up to your ankle, just being aware of your ankle joint. And then bringing slowly up your shins, your calf muscles. Just feel your attention gradually rising. It's almost like you're giving yourself a massage. Just think all the tightness and tension is getting massaged out of your legs. In this case, your lower legs. So any tightness is just dissipating. It's getting released. And then coming up to your knees, connecting with our knee joints. If you have any pain in this area of the body, just give an intention of love and care, compassion. The knees carry you every day of your life, take a lot of wear and tear. And then continue up. So coming onto your thighs and your hamstrings, gliding your attention through that area of the body. These are the most powerful muscles in your body and they do a lot of work to carry us around. So if you have any pain or tightness at all there, just imagine it getting washed away just through the beauty of your attention and your care. So we're sending intentions of love and gratitude, appreciation into our body, to all parts of our body. Just accepting it and giving it compassion. If you're sitting on a chair now, you can feel the point of contact of your buttocks resting against the cushion and the chair, or if you're lying on the floor, you can feel the contact of your buttocks against the floor mat or the floor, your cushions. Just notice how it feels. Now we're going to bring our attention through our abdomen and our lower back and just bringing it up just like an invisible light of like a plane that's going through us, healing how our belly, any muscles in the back, you can just feel like a sense of warmth and light coming up through the body, and it's feeling of ease pervading your belly, your stomach muscles, your lower back. Just feel it becoming more relaxed. Any tightness or worry or fear is just getting washed away, disappearing. And bringing that feeling of light, warmth, and love further up, coming into our chest area, into our heart, and up through the upper part of our backs, towards our shoulders, once again, acknowledge if you have any soreness or pain at all. And allow that to dissolve, just to fade away as the light and the warmth, the intention of love just comes in through our body and allows everything to soften. It helps if you put a smile on your face. You'll notice that the body becomes light if you smile. It's like putting a smile on your face, it's like the whole body smiles. Now you can bring your attention to your upper arms. Just gliding down through your biceps, your triceps, coming into your elbows, into your forearms, to your wrists, your hands, your fingers. Just feel that warmth and the light flowing through the body. It's the kind attention. Just allowing everything to become soft, gentle, relaxed. Now come back to your face. So a lot of people carry anxiety and pain and worry in their face. The facial muscles often get tense and tight. So if you have any areas in your face, it could be around your cheeks, around your mouth, in your forehead. Just allow that to dissolve, relax. Experiencing beautiful sense of ease as all the tension is just getting washed away. And as the tension disappears, just notice how it feels when you're in a relaxed state, how joyful it is. How much more pleasant than holding any negativity. So if you release that, just notice how it makes the mind feel at the same time. As Danya mentioned, there's very, very strong correlation between our physical state and our mental state. So when our body is relaxed and calm, the mind also becomes relaxed and calm. And just notice the top of your head coming around down through the back of your head, going into your neck area, the top of your shoulders. Just releasing any soreness or contraction. Tightness, let it unwind. So we're feeling completely at ease. Now the whole body should be feeling relaxed, at peace. And happy. So when you get in touch with that feeling of ease, you can bring that attitude of mind to the breath. So when you're breathing in through the nostrils, just notice how it feels coming in, filling up your chest and your abdomen, and how it feels coming out. And allow the breath to come in and go out at its own pace. No need to force anything at all. And what you'll find happens, the more you pay attention to your breath coming in and going out, it'll become smooth and regular just by itself. So what we're doing when we're watching the breath is having an attitude of kindness and appreciation along with your attention. So you're almost relating to your breath as though it's a person, like a dear friend, a loved one. So you have kindness towards your breath in the same way that you'd be kind to your best friend. It's actually quite easy to stay with the breath when you have this attitude of love and gratitude. You can notice, for instance, as the breath comes in through your nose, it might feel cool, refreshing. It comes in and fills up your lungs and your chest cavity. And so you're nurturing your body with clean air. And as you're breathing out, you're releasing all negativity, all toxins through your body are just being expelled, released. So we're letting go of all of our fears and concerns, just completely letting them go with each out-breath. And each in-breath we're renewing the body with light, with joy, happiness. The longer you stay with this process of breathing, you'll find the mind becomes energized, it becomes bright, clear, blissful, and radiant. And you can turn that clear mind to anything, and it'll also look beautiful, radiant. So you're looking into things much more deeply. So you're actually tuning yourself into the beauty in everything that arises in the world and passes away. So you move through life with a lot more lightness and clarity, insight, and you're less affected by moods and emotions. But at the same time, you're not detached, you're not cut off. You have a deep appreciation, but it's not one that causes you pain. It's like a deep knowing. So when you're ready, you can Gradually open your eyes, come back into the room. Just notice how you feel in your body. As I said, this period after lunch is actually quite difficult to meditate because the tiredness has caught up with us and we're still digesting our lunch. So if you want to practice that walking meditation, I encourage you. You don't have to do it in those rooms. You can find a spot outside if you want to go into the bush and just mark out, say, 20 paces. You can walk backwards and forwards. If it's sunny, then I recommend wearing a hat or going under some trees if you can find a shady spot. And if you're feeling really tired, go and have a sleep. It's important to be rested, because if you're tired, it's very difficult to meditate. You just slump off into this dull state, and you're actually sort of training yourself when you meditate to actually go into that sleepy state if you're doing it habitually. So if you are really tired, then please have a rest, catch up on your sleep, and then when you wake up feeling refreshed, then it's a good time to meditate, either walking, sitting. We have yoga at 4 o'clock. So I encourage everyone to come along. Christian's really lovely teacher, she's a very sweet lady, and it's very gentle. So it's suitable for anyone, even if you haven't done yoga before, I'd recommend doing that. And that's just another mindfulness training, if you like. So mindfulness is like a hip word at the moment. Everyone's being mindful of something or other. But it's what it is. It's just basically like a clarity of attention. And you can bring that mind to anything that you do, whether it's exercise, whether it's your work life, having a conversation, writing an email. It's just talking about the quality of the attention. So you're completely focused on what you're doing and not being distracted or clouded in your thinking or your judgment. So this is what we're training ourselves to do now when we meditate. So don't think that what we're doing here in meditation is an exclusive activity. It's something that you can carry through all aspects of your life. And it's really a gift that you're giving both yourself and others, just this gift of attention, of awareness, of clarity. And if you find that the people that you enjoy being with are the ones who actually are there with you, you know, they're giving you full attention, they're not distracted. And this is a real joy that you can give to the world. It's just the gift of your attention. It's really a beautiful thing, and I think it's sadly lacking in our world where we're hyper distracted. There's so many impingements on our thoughts and our senses. So what we're doing here is quite profound, and if you have that sense of appreciation for what you're doing, it actually gives you a lot more energy to stay with the meditation and don't get lost in distractions. So if you do get lost in thoughts or plans, dreams, worries, concerns, don't give yourself a hard time about it. This is just the nature of the mind. It's sort of prone for stimulus and grabbing hold of things. It's like a hand, you know, a hand by its nature will want to pick things up. So the mind by its nature wants to think, wants to grab thoughts. So if you notice that tendency, then don't get upset. Just, it's beautiful that you've actually noticed it. And then you can come back into the present moment, your breath, your footsteps, whatever you're doing. And just that process of coming back is where you're training your mind in attention. This is like lifting weights. So instead of building up your muscles, you're building up your attentional muscles. And so when you do come back, then don't have a feeling of, oh, I screwed up again, you know, my mind's wandering off. Just think, oh, it's great that I noticed that, and come back into the present moment. So you're always having an attitude of forgiveness, acceptance, and not judging. So you're not putting yourself down, because that attitude is really toxic, not only for yourself but for others. Because if you're criticizing yourself, you find that you criticize others as well. So just put aside that need to judge, criticize, and categorize everything, and just be completely aware, just as it is. You know, things are never going to be always pleasant. If it's unpleasant, just acknowledge it. It's unpleasant, it won't last. The same thing, you know, if you're having an intensely pleasurable experience, that won't last either. So you don't get so pushed around. So I encourage everyone to try that walking meditation and enjoy the yoga session at 4 o'clock. So thank you for your attention. And yeah, if you are feeling sleepy, then please go and have a sleep. Any questions? But you all look pretty relaxed, so. Well, just stay with what happened when you acknowledge that it was beautiful. So that just leave it at that. So what you're training yourself to do is like particularly when you have a beautiful emotion, like love, appreciation, gratitude, joy, then what you want to do is actually just go right into that experience, like really feel it. Like Danya was saying, how does it feel in your body? So rather than, yeah. No, you could say, I mean, there's a discrimination there because you're choosing between looking at a thing this way and this and another way, but it's much more constructive if you generate a positive emotion along with the thought. Because I'll talk about this tomorrow, but there's a lot of research being done into positive emotion and how it helps, you know, your physiology, your immune system, cognitive function. So you'll find if you actually stay with that appreciation of beauty, everything will actually settle down by itself. So like I said, if you go really into that experience of, this is beautiful, just notice how it feels and leave it at that. And you'll find that, you know, that rumination or that need to judge or analyze, it'll actually go down. But you just have to trust in that experience. I know it's difficult because most of us have got this tendency in a Western culture to want to analyze, you know, discriminate, criticize, because this is what we're trained to do, you know, at school. Really taught to think critically. So it's hard to actually step away from that tendency. But like Danya was saying, it does take a lot of courage because you've really got to put aside really hard, worn tendencies. So you just got to let go of that. But if you tune into that positive emotion, the feeling, that it's a lot easier because your body's relaxed and your mind's relaxed. There's less fear. So that's really good that you use that example. I mean, if you're in like a fearful state or if you're stressed, it's not so easy because everything looks pretty grim, doesn't it, when you're in a heightened state of like fear. So in that case, this is when, I'll talk about this tomorrow as well, you get what's called cortical inhibition. So basically your prefrontal cortex shuts down and you can't think, you know, you can't make any rational decisions at all. You say and you do really stupid things when you're in that state. So that's why it's good to come back into the body, just relax, even just like walk away from a situation if it's really confronting and you can't think clearly, because you're going to end up, you know, doing something that you regret. Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay. So it's sunny outside, and I encourage everyone to go and get some vitamin D and enjoy. Beautiful weekend. Thanks.